Good evening, everybody. It is Michael here. We are on Offsides Top 25 Plus 5 with our hosts, John and Kalen, on the Trim Radio Network. And man, we are getting to the meat of it. And we are ready to rock and roll with you all and make our crazy picks. And wait a minute. And I'm ready, Buster. I am ready. So I didn't have a bad week last week. I did get beat again. I believe I ended up with, what was it, John? Four or five? I think it was four. I lost a couple. I lost the Bama game. And that was a shocker.
You lost four.
Yes.
Caleb, I lost three.
I lost the Louisville game. Clemson did it to me again.
Everybody.
Every time that I pick them to win, they've lost. Every time I pick them to lose, they win.
So, it's a bad coin.
It was a bad coin. It was. That's exactly what it was. Was it? You know what? They're a bad bet, folks.
They're a bad bet. They're a bad coin.
So, and I have to look at the list to make sure John didn't have them on there again, because I'm just praying that maybe one week I can win again. Anyway, we are going to start rolling right away, and I am going to leave this to our Swami, the grand host. It is John that makes the beautiful picks and just makes the magic happen. And Kalen, who always says, I call that. And then I get to add my humor in along with it in this.
Hey, but Bama did lose.
Yes, Bama lost. Bama lost. He called it. So, and John knows what that is, right, John? This?
A fluke.
Yeah.
Call a lot of those.
Yeah. You know, all right, John, who do we have number one?
Number one is Ohio State. Not for long, though, my friend.
At Ohio State, I believe, playing the Rutgers.
Another practice game.
Kent's Mrs. Alma Mater, Rutgers.
That's a shame. Sorry about that, Kent. Sorry. My apologies. My deepest apologies for what is about to happen to your team. I sense a good, solid beatdown.
Yeah,
is what I sense. And I'm going to guess this one is at least 18 to 21.
The numbers say Ohio State plus 30.
I'm really sorry, Kent. I'm really sorry.
I mean, Ohio State's going to come out there with second and third string out there again.
Yeah.
Like it's mid-August and they're an NFL team.
Yeah. And the more I see them play, the more I'm convinced that they could knock off a couple of NFL teams. Next game up, Swami.
Who is Indiana?
And they're napping.
Yeah, they're napping.
They're napping. So I'm not worried about them. They now it will even things 11-0, so that'll fix that. Number three, who, by the way,
I
understand they're number three because they're undefeated, but boy, did they have a close game against the Gamecocks.
The Gamecocks in the first half lift them up.
It was scary. It was 30-3. How do you blow that lead? I don't know how. I mean, I don't know how you ruined.
Because you had Texas A&M, who's got the curse that they'll never go undefeated. And then you got South Carolina, who's got the curse of all curses that, you know.
Last time they were good was when they had George Rogers.
Yeah. 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 The black magic. Yeah, that's what it was.
I was watching the AM game at David Buster's, 25 feet by 15 foot screen, and I was watching A&M just get whooped.
Yeah.
So I started playing games with my daughters and stuff. I left. I didn't go back and check the score. I got home, and A&M won.
By 1 point. By 1 point. Listen to me, mister. I don't know how you blow that kind of a lead that you lose 31-30 and at the end, the very end of the game. Again, they've done this. I don't know. You play these games, you play the best you've ever played, and somehow or another, you want,
That was the first time in SEC history that a team was favored to win, and they were down 27.5 and won.
Yeah.
I have no words. I have no words.
I have a lot of words.
Yeah.
No cards.
Yes. Number four.
Georgia.
And they are playing. I believe they're playing the Sweet Nuns of the Southeast. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's just, this must be that SEC, you know, record and scheduling they must be talking
about.
And
I have to tell you, to all you SEC fans, don't ever question the game scheduling for the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, when you have
literal
the FCS. Charlotte Nuns of the Southeast, okay? The Charlotte Nuns. You have no room to talk, being critical. Oh, they don't play nobody. Really? What do you plan on playing here other than go fish? I mean, I'll take Georgia in this game all in, okay? All in by at least 35.
The numbers say Georgia by 40.
Oh.
Sounds like a game.
And by the way, Texas A&M is playing Samford. And then right afterward, they're going to have the rerun of Samford and Sons. So I'll take them by 30 as well. So, and what was that one, Swami?
That was, let me look. Go back. A&M by plus 35.
Yeah. Yes, those tough games that they schedule down in the SEC. Samford, Charlotte. It sounds like a bad name, but I think it's the same person.
Rough. They're so rough.
Next one up.
Number five, Ole Miss.
And they are taking a nap.
They are.
This will be an interesting game on this next one. Very interesting game. I believe it is. Go ahead.
Number six, Oregon, plays home against Southern Cal.
Oh, here we go. This is not going to be what you think it's going to be. I like Oregon in this game, and I like them by 10.
The numbers say Oregon plus 5.
I've been 5-10, 5-10 off every time. All right.
That's in a circle of 5.
Yes, I think that Oregon is just too fast for USC, and USC is just outgunned here.
But I do like USC's defense.
Oh, do you now?
I do.
Are you taking USC? Come on.
Is it in Oregon or in
South Carolina? It's in Oregon. Come on. Come on. You know you want to.
Is this the first time they've played in the past 2 years?
No.
Did they play last year?
They didn't play last year, did they?
No.
They played all their life against them in the Pac-10.
Yeah.
Do what?
What do you want to do? Go on. I want the viewers to hear it. Dun, 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 dun.
I'd have to take Oregon as a more
there it is.
Fundamentally sound.
He buggered out. Did you hear that, folks? There will be no. I called it.
No. Oregon's fast. I mean, they're a freaking fast team, especially on offense.
Number seven
is Notre Dame, and they play at home against Syracuse.
That's a win.
Yeah, I you know
Syracuse sucks this year.
Syracuse is not good. they're not good. I like Notre Dame in this one by 10. Swami?
The numbers say Notre Dame by 28.
They're counting on Jeremy Love to be a bowling ball and just hitting strikes all night long. So, all right. I'm way off on that one. We'll see if Notre Dame wins big. Well, they should. It's Syracuse.
They were decent when Babers was there.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it. All right. Next one up, number eight, and they are idle.
Texas Tech.
Napping. This is why the idle games, man. What are you doing? I know it's coming. Yeah, I know it's coming close to the holidays, but you don't need a nap. Oh, it's ridiculous. All right, the next one.
Number nine, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama, who I've never really bet against, is playing Swami?
Eastern Illinois.
Listen to that strength of schedule.
That's Western
team right there, baby.
The Eastern Illinois podiatrists.
What are they? That's War Eagles or some shit?
No, they're can't cuss. Sorry. They're the Eastern Illinois podiatrists. That's who they are. That tough schedule that the FCC is sitting here and being critical on for the Big Ten and the ACC and the Pac-12. Where did you get these games at the end of the year?
Never mind. They're like Panthers or Cougars or something.
What are they? Cougars? Panthers?
I think they're the Cougars.
Cougars?
Panthers. Eastern Illinois Panthers.
I don't think they've ever seen a Panther in their life.
They are 3-8.
3-8. That's a solid team.
And they're in the OVC Big South.
Alabama 55, Eastern Illinois Kitty Cats.
Could be 80 plus by the fourth quarter.
Maybe 10. It could be 7.
Minus 7 players.
Oh.
They'll have more Terre Haute, Indiana than they will.
That's embarrassing. Number 11, John.
BYU. And they're at Cincinnati.
All right, hold that thought, Swami. Hold that thought. Mr. Call It, who do you like? Talk to me. Drum roll, please. He's taking Cincinnati, folks. He's taking Cincinnati. Mr. Call It. Taking Cincinnati. Not so fast, my friend. I voted against BYU last week, and I was wrong. I like BYU in this game. I know Cincinnati's good, but I think BYU is for real, and they are better, and they really took it to Utah. So I like BYU by 7. Swami, what do you got?
I have BYU plus 12.
Plus 12. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm staying right at that 5 points difference right there. Did you notice that? One, two, three, four, five. And I'm right there. All right. Number 12.
Miami.
Uh-oh.
And the big gripe is, how can Miami be behind Notre Dame after Notre Dame lost them week one?
Because you're not good.
Yeah, you. It's real simple. The consistency thing, you don't know who's going to show up. Miami is a very good team when they have it all together.
Yeah.
My suggestion is nobody take the quarterback out for drinks the night before. That's right. Yeah. Shirley Temple's for him. And that's a joke, folks. That's a joke. We do that here. And they're playing at Virginia Tech, who just picked up James Franklin, 10-2 guy from the Big Ten. Well, really, you know, really 9-3 guy now that Oregon joined it. So, you know, but down there.
I sent you his career stats as a coach.
He's 10-2 guy. He became 9-3 guy the second that Oregon
joined the conference.
Yeah. As soon as Oregon joined the conference, he became 9-3 guy. But down in the ACC,
he could probably be 11-1 guy.
He could be 11-1 guy, 10-2 guy, maybe 12-0 guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
when he was at Vanderbilt, 24-15.
Yes, but that was SEC guy. Okay, and he's not that guy anymore.
No.
He turned Vanderbilt around, I will say that, gave them a foundation, and then he bolted. And he took the Penn State job.
Can't blame him.
Rightfully so. You got to go where the cash is.
And his first 2 years at Penn State, 7-6.
Yeah. It's still a winning season. It's still a bowl. It's the Mo Bowl, but it's still there.
It's moving.
He went to the Pinstripe Bowl and the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Exactly.
He lost the Rose Bowl.
Yes. Yes, he did. Next on up. And by the way, Virginia Tech, congratulations on the hire. You did pick a coach that will get things done there and turn the program around.
Yep.
So that will work out quite nicely for you. You'll get into the playoffs. You will get rabbit spanked. The paw will be going in the ground, bop, 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 but you'll get there. He'll put your team in a position to lose.
Right now, in the playoffs. Offsides ranking, Virginia Tech, 3-6. They're number 100.
Well, they're going to go down. They're going to go down hard. I'm going to guess it's Miami by at least 18.
The numbers say Miami by 22.
We're right there. I'm right there. 4 points, 5 points. Beautiful. All right.
Wow. Wake Forest is 7-3.
Yeah, they're all right. The game after this one. This ought to be an interesting game. Number 13. Swami?
Texas plays Arkansas at home.
I'm gonna tell you, you know, Arkansas is one of these teams I don't know who's gonna show. I don't know if it's the cheerleaders or it's the football players. It just depends. But you're going to roll into Texas and you're going to get pancaked. Tomato Boy is going to just unleash a fury of offense upon Arkansas. I like Arkansas by 16 in this game, possibly 20.
You mean Texas?
I mean Texas in this game, 16-20. Yeah.
You're taking Arkansas?
Correct that. I like Texas in this game beating Arkansas by 16-20.
Oh, yeah.
The numbers say Texas by 26.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Next up. Here we go.
Number 14, Oklahoma. And they play versus Missouri.
It's
at Oklahoma.
At Oklahoma.
Boom, 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 Marcooners. Hey, welcome to the big time, baby. Can you get it done against Mizzou? I believe you can. Be a very closer game than what people think. I like Oklahoma. I like the Sooners. Go Sooners. And I like them by 9 over Missouri.
Well, the numbers say Oklahoma by plus 2.
Plus yep. 2.
Mm-hmm. So is Missouri's run going to win it, or is Oklahoma's pass?
I think the defense comes alive here even more than what they have, and they shut that running game down. And the offense of Oklahoma with Mateer is better than the offense what Missouri has. And I think that's going to be it. Yeah.
If the run game of Missouri gets shut down and they get forced into a passing situation, I mean, who's their quarterback? Are we on fourth, fifth string now?
Fourth string.
Fourth string. Okay, so
we're gone 2-3.
We're in the laundry basket of the bench. You understand?
Yeah, we are. There's some dirty laundry there, and nobody's done the wash.
Missouri won with their fourth string quarterback last week.
Again, who?
It was an SEC game.
Mississippi State?
Yeah, it was. It was Mississippi State. That was one of the games that I was wrong. Hey, who knew? Who would think? You know, Mississippi State played Florida close. They were playing the other teams close. They got blown out a couple times, but they were playing people pretty close. And to see them just... But I like Oklahoma in this game. That defense is for real. The offense can do – they're not terrific, but they're not bad either. They live in the moment of high mediocrity. So I like Oklahoma in this one. I like them by 9.
Apparently, the kid can sling the rock, too.
I'd say Oklahoma by 2. The number is 2. They would win by 3 if Woody Hayes was still coaching, because we'd go for 3.
So you're saying it won't be 9 points? It won't be 9. I'm saying 9.
Nine
point. All right, next game up.
Number 15, Tennessee at Florida.
I like Tennessee in this game. I do. I think Tennessee has the offense. The defense is just good enough to hold Florida down and keep Lagway in check. But I think it's a very close game, maybe 1 to 2 points.
Well, the numbers say Tennessee by plus 24.
No.
Tennessee should not be.
No.
Tennessee should win this game. However, Tennessee has a 10-game skid right now with Florida.
Yeah, they do.
The swamp. So, is Florida good enough to beat Tennessee with home field advantage?
Florida,
same way they did Texas, the same way they did.
Wait a second, mister, and let me tell you why. Okay, here it is. Florida is good when they want to be good. Can they be good against a Tennessee team that does have a very good defense? Their defensive line is really good. The secondary can be questionable here and there, but the offense, I like Aguilar a lot better than DJ Lagway.
Yeah.
And Aguilar has, if he gets on rhythm, They're going to scorch him. But because they're both, Aguilar is a little bit better than DJ, I like Tennessee, and it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a real close game.
You got to remember, Florida held Georgia within 4 points.
Mississippi State in overtime.
Yeah.
And they took Georgia to within the shaking knees of the kicker.
Yes. He
but
he,
so did Florida.
Hey, but here's the thing.
Florida took Georgia and was up on them 20 to 3?
Yeah.
And then Florida, Georgia came back and scored three touchdowns back to back to back and won by the final touchdown in the end.
I understand, but I'm like, Tennessee had Georgia beat until
so did Florida.
Until
they blundered it.
They Ted Knighted the kicker, and instead of slicing, I never slice. He shanked it.
Not twice.
So, anyway, I like Tennessee. Next one up, Georgia.
I'm going Florida.
You're going Florida? Whoa, wait a minute. I called it, guy. Is going Florida. He's going Florida. I'm taking Tennessee.
Me too. By 24.
Yeah. which is almost 3 times 9. Almost.
This is a rivalry game.
Now, last week.
It is.
The challenge between Michael and the Call It guy, I won by 2 games, John. Two games, I believe.
Kalen won.
Yeah.
How did he win?
He only lost 3. You lost 4.
Ha! You lost the BYU game because I told you. Why did you pick Texas Christian?
I was wrong. So this week's challenge, I call it, guys, taking Florida.
Yep.
All right. So next on up.
Number 12, Georgia Tech. And
they're versing.
They're home against Pittsburgh.
Woo, boy.
Give me GT.
Huh?
Taking Georgia Tech.
This is a very interesting game. It could be a very tough game.
I like Pitt
for Georgia Tech.
They're not the Pitt of the old.
They've lost what, 3 games, Sean? Pitt or 4? 3.
Let me look.
I think they're still in contention here a little bit.
Let me look. Pitt. They're 7-3.
See?
Number 40. One spot ahead of LSU.
Think about that.
And what would Pitt love to do than to ruin Georgia Tech's day?
But it ain't going to happen.
No, it will not. I like Georgia Tech in this game by at least 10. Not 9, 10.
You never say Georgia Tech by 8.
Not 10, 8.
Yeah. All righty. And I think it's good. Georgia Tech just has a defense that's stingy. And then they have a will to win.
Yeah, they're physical.
I don't know who gave them the Cheerios in the morning.
I think they really want to upset Georgia.
I hope that they keep beating them. That's
Everybody wants Georgia.
Yep.
All right. Georgia Tech on that one. Number 18 is?
17 is Missouri. We already talked about them.
We did.
They play at Oklahoma. With their third string quarterback.
Number 18 is Virginia, and they are taking a nap. Okay.
Number 19,
Don't say it.
Sounds like Michigan.
Ishigan. Okay, let's start that thing with an X, Sarah, with
that itch again.
Or with a T.
They play at Ann Arbor against Maryland.
Oh, what a hard game. It's going to be a win for Michigan.
Absolutely. I don't want to talk about
it. They're not going to look good. They're not going to play good. But it's going to be a win.
Will they turn the ball over 5 times like last week against Northwestern? Yeah.
That would be nice.
Look, they have the talent, and that's the bad thing about it. It's like they have the talent, but the coaching is an atrocity. Like,
it is atrocious.
It's atrocious.
Man was playing the theme to Titanic when he was kicking the field goal.
Right?
Wait for me. I'll save me. All right, next one up. Jack!
Roll!
Oh, man. Number 20.
Vanderbilt. They play Kentucky. Kent's home state.
Yeah, they'll win that one. Kentucky will play them close, though. But I feel Vandy will probably pull it out by 4 points.
I think so too. You have to factor in Pavia. You have to factor him in. The kid has a will to win. They're not going to the playoffs.
Nope.
But they want to get the bowl, the highest bowl that they can. I don't believe that he's caved in. I believe that he wants to bring them a winning record. This is the best opportunity. Unless the rest of the SEC caves with stupid losses.
Well, Vandy can jump. And here's the nice thing about it. Vandy doesn't play anybody else really throughout. And then on top of it, Texas still has to play A&M. So they'll probably fall out with 4 losses. Ole Miss still has to play, I think. Georgia still has to play Georgia Tech. You got Tennessee who still has to play. And then who's the other one?
Alabama.
Alabama's pretty much secured its spot unless it loses its final game to Auburn.
I don't think it was counting on losing last week, but it did for the second year in a row.
By the way, I'm going with Auburn against Bama. Just saying.
Call it, guy. Okay, call it, guy is already calling it a week ahead of schedule. We shall see. But I will remember that. Not so fast, mister. I will remember that.
War Eagle.
I like Vanderbilt in this one over Kentucky. Very, very close game. Again, 2 points, 3 points. Points. That's four it. Points. Swami.
You want that one?
Yeah, Vanderbilt, Kentucky.
Kentucky is a basketball school. Vanderbilt by 12.
Okay.
They're watching basketball.
That's true. It's basketball season.
It is a basketball school. He's right. Yeah. He is right. Number 21, folks.
North Texas.
Dun, 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 dun.
And they play Rice.
And it's at Rice. And I heard that they're going to bring some sweet and sour chicken with the rice.
North Texas by 100.
North Texas by 30.
Numbers say North Texas by 24.
I'm struggling tonight. I'm about 5 to 7 points off.
North Texas is going to turn their season around when they beat Navy.
Yep.
Now, I don't like the rule that number 12 automatically goes to a group 5 team. That's why you see a bunch of group 5 teams in the top 25 now, because they have to pick one of them.
They do have to pick one. And I think that if Navy can get past this week and get past Army, It's over. They're going. But
Navy is number 28 right now. They're behind Illinois and SMU. They're 8-2. And you never know what will happen against Navy versus Army. Never. I don't care what it is.
Oh, it's going to be Navy all the way, baby. I'm taking Navy for that game. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Number 22.
Tulane. They're at Temple.
Tulane.
Yeah, I something tells me Tulane by 10. Tulane by 10. The green wave, I think, will flow. And it will drown the Temple Owls.
Tulane by 16.
Look at that. See, I'm telling you, 4 to 6 points. I bet, you know, see, I'm close. I'm close. The gut instinct is close. Next one up, number 23. Utah. The letdown of letdowns. Here we go. Utah, John says.
Utah. Versus Kansas State.
I got to tell you, I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now. I didn't write it down.
It's at Utah.
Yeah, so +8 Utah.
It might be snowing.
Darn right.
Yeah.
Utah.
It says Utah +8. Folks, don't take the +8. Go with the under. Just take Utah straight right across the board. If you take the +8, I'm not so sure you'll get it. I think Utah wins this game 7 or less. Yeah. Next one up.
Number 24, Memphis. They're sleeping.
Oh, asleep.
That's not a loss. I think they lost 3 of the last 4.
Yes, they might need a nap. They might be legitimately needing a nap. And the final of the top 25, sir?
Crazy as it sounds, Western Kentucky.
At LSU.
And that's the team of their season for, I don't know, strength of schedule.
Another, you know, hoo-ha. You know, they can't – they. DC, listen, it's embarrassing when you comment that they don't play anybody and you play the likes of these teams. Nobody. Yeah, you know, and you comment on us. Oh, well, you got Kent. You got this or you got that, Bowling Green or whatever. You got Western Kentucky, okay? You got up over here Charlotte, Stanford, who made the comedy Samford and Son. I mean, you know. You can't make fun of the other conferences. I like LSU in this game. It's out of pride. They cannot go, now that Chip Kelly is not there, they cannot go with a loss to Western Kentucky, or I promise you that the conferences will make fun of the schedule for sure.
So LSU is going into the game 6-4. And Western Kentucky lost to Toledo.
Yeah, LSU all day long.
Yeah,
I think that they humiliate Western Kentucky as they should. LSU by 16.
Yeah, I don't like it. I always don't like the math calculations. I'm like, there's no way. No, I get set straight. But in this. In this instance, man, LSU, if you don't win this game, you're going to have to walk home.
Yeah, if you lose this game, it will be embarrassing.
That'll be the end of the year. They'll be 6-5 and going to the Tax Slayer Bowl.
The Snow Bowl.
What it is.
All right, so what do we have? What's the spread, Swami?
The numbers by the computer says Western Kentucky by 1.
Wow.
And I say no.
No. I back up your no with no.
Really no.
Yeah.
But why Kentucky, Western Kentucky is, and these teams are going up in the rankings, teams like SMU, Arizona State, Louisville, TSU, they keep losing. Iowa's 6-4 now.
Right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So it's a ton of losses, and Western Kentucky is 8-2. Mathematically, they're their strength of schedule is the top 12 is about between 10 and 14. Their strength of schedule 1.88. That's what I said. Mike on. You want to throw the bat out the window. But every one of them, all the way down to number, I'm looking. Every team below them have at least 3 or 4 losses. You know, Texas, Florida, or South Florida, Cincinnati, Nebraska, Wake Forest, all have 3 losses.
I still like LSU in this one.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Then we get over to the bonus rounds. And, of course, all I do is inject my humor here. I actually go silent on the camera and then make my noise. Kalen, this one is you. You and John, here are the picks. There you go, sir.
Ooh. Louisville at SMU.
And they both have 3 losses, so, you know, holy cow.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that they're going to be down to 4 losses in the top 30?
I'm going Louis.
I'm not going Louis. No, sir. Louis is pooey, and he proved it last week against the Kafui Clemson.
I'm going Louis. Because really, I want to go SMU, but something tells me Louis is going to win that game if I do. So,
so the numbers are SMU by 1.
Going Louis.
You heard it. You call it, guy, is going Louis.
I'm picking SMU because it's at SMU.
Yep, me too. Always give that home team 3 points. 3.
Not 4.
3.
Right. Next up, we got Minnesota at Northwestern.
Minnesota at Northwestern.
Minnesota got spanked by Oregon. Northwestern barely escaped Michigan.
Minnesota's number 54. Northwestern's number 75.
I'd have to give the edge to Minnesota.
Well,
but it's an away game, and Minnesota does not play well away games. But Northwestern's not that good.
No. I like Minnesota in this one. I like Minnesota.
By 5.
Swami, what do you got?
I have Minnesota by 4.
Ah.
And you give Northwestern 3 points for being home and 1.
Yep. Ooh, TCU at Houston.
Bonus round number 3.
I got Houston.
TCU is number 30. Houston is number 34.
I got
Houston separated by 1 point.
Yeah, and it's at Houston. And the thing is that after watching TCU just get picked to the bones, worse than the turkey on Thanksgiving
by BYU,
I really don't have much hope in Texas Christian coming out of there with the W. I think, again, the rest of it is going to be turkey soup from the bones that were left over from last week.
Now, the next one.
Hang on here. Swami, it's by one, you said?
One.
Oh.
By plus one.
All right, bonus game four. We got Nebraska at Penn State.
I'm going to tell you this,
all right?
And the quarterback?
What?
The quarterback for Nebraska?
Raiola?
Yeah. Is he playing? Is Raiola playing yet, or is he out for the season?
He's indefinite.
Yeah, he's out.
No. I like Penn State in this game.
I was going to say, I like Penn State. I like Terry Smith as an interim coach right now. He's showing a lot. He got a win last week. I think he's got these boys playing for something.
Yeah, for his job. Because the next coach coming in could wipe the slate clean and hire a whole new group.
Yep.
So Terry needs to keep these guys poised. I think Aller could have a decent game. He's playing. Is that not correct? Or is he out?
He's been out. His stats have not changed. It's been 3 weeks.
He broke his hand or something? I can't remember.
Yeah. He came up for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he coming back this week?
No. I don't think he's coming back.
No. So the numbers say Nebraska by 6.
The number's wrong.
Uh-oh.
I got Penn State by 3.
Penn State by 3? You're laying it on the defense. Swami, what do you think?
After watching them play last week, I got Penn State by 3.
Penn State will be 3. That will leave Nebraska plus 3. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's going to be
it's a bonus game. It's worth 2 points. I want to go with the computer when I fill out my card.
I won't have an answer till I fill out my card, and then I could change it before the game. So,
who is the king of changing games?
You talked me into it. Otherwise, I had picked Northwestern originally, and then you said, "Oh, Michigan's gonna just destroy them." Then you had me nervous, and I was twitching. So, as I was trying to get my coffee and twitching in the kitchen, I said, "Okay, all right, I'm switching it over to Michigan." Post it. I switched it over to Michigan. Kalen took Northwestern, and Michigan won it.
You barely won that.
I don't care. The kicker didn't shank
you
it.
You barely
won The kicker
won that.
Didn't shank it. The kicker.
You would have been 5 losses. I would have been 3 or 2 losses. And then you would have been like, not so fast, my friend.
So,
you Mike took was
15-4-8. And Kalen was 16-3-8. So the bonus games were identical.
Yeah.
I think I cleared the slate on the bonus grant games. I had a clean slate. All right, baby. All right.
No, because the fifth game was the winner was on the left.
Not in the bonuses.
Yeah.
No, the last game was Utah and TCU and BYU. That's the one. Yeah, that was the one that burned me.
BYU is a top 25, so it couldn't have been a bonus game.
That's what I said. That was the last game I was waiting for. I said, that's the worst I could do.
Last one up is going to be bonus five, Cal at Stanford.
And they're both very bad teams.
I got Cal.
Me too.
Yeah, I like Cal.
Stanford sucks. Cal sucks, but Cal sucks less than Stanford.
Yes, there it is. You know, and that's it. This is going to be one of those games where it is going to come down to.
Oh, it's going to be a fast scoring, high scoring game. Because neither team has a defense.
Suspect all over. You can pick them out of a lineup in 2 minutes. Okay, I am back. That was like the Louisville-Clemson game. Here's the problem I had with that. Why didn't Louisville's coach just kick the field goal, tie the game, and he's on like the 20? Instead, they get a
interception.
No. The first call they got was false start.
Oh yeah, penalty, and not
that took him back. Range. And then the kid did a personal.
We have foul.
That took him back another 15 yards. The next thing you know, and then they brought out the professional shanker after the regular kicker. So they had a regular kicker who missed three, and then they bring out the real
the long footer.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah. He's the long kicker for him. He was the big time shanker. He's the bank president of the shanking, and they bring him out. They were each team was trying to give it away. I mean, Clemson was trying to give it away. Louisville was trying to give it away. And then Clemson said, here, hold my beer. I'm going to give it away more. And then Louisville said, not here, not today.
Clemson, I'm a professional.
Yeah, I'm a professional. And that's what Louisville did. I just couldn't believe it. I'm not sure anyone wanted to win that game.
That was the will of who wanted to lose more.
That's right. It was. It was the will. It was the will of who wanted to lose more, and Louisville won the will. So that's how that worked out. All right. Let's hit it real fast for Heisman, John.
Heisman.
And let's blow through them.
Number one quarterback, number one in the ranking, Sawyer Robinson. 259 completions, 424 attempts, 3,210 yards, 29 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Nine. There it is. Nine. I mean, okay.
Yeah. So
nine times. Oh.
So they ended up losing the game, though.
Yes, they did. So next one up, Julian Sang, Ohio State quarterback, 226 for 282 for 2675 in yards, 80.9% efficiency, 91.1 quarterback rating, 24 TDs, 4 interceptions, $3 million NIL deal with Panini. So,
and a win.
Absolutely. And a win. Not bad. Next up, John.
Trying to find number 29, Carson Beck, quarterback, Miami. 213 completions, 291 attempts, 2,485 yards, 18 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. 158 yards rushing, and he's being paid $5.1 million, and they won.
Nine interceptions, nine times. Next one up, Arch Manning, quarterback, Texas, 195 for 311 for 2,374 yards, 18 TDs, 6 interceptions. 4 of those were in one game. 102 rushes for 301 yards, 67.9 quarterback ranking, 7.1 million NIL deal. Tomato Boy is coming alive.
But he lost again.
Yes, he did. Next one up.
Number 14, Tommy Castellanos, quarterback, Florida State. 147 completions, 259 attempts, 2,317 yards, 12 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 404 rushing yards. I don't know. I don't know if Florida State won or lost.
I don't know. That's a good question. Who did they play?
They're playing Nappy.
Yeah. So I'm not sure who they played. All right. That takes care of it. I think Sawyer Robinson, Julian Sanger are pretty much a lock for the quarterbacks. I'm almost sure of that. Although Arch Manning, you never know, could come out of somewhere. I don't think Miami's Carson Beck will. Jeremiah Sipp, wide receiver, Ohio State, 69 receptions, 902 yards, 10 TDs, 13.3 average per reception. He's on a $4.4 million NIL. The man is a beast. He's all over the field. He's the best decoy out there. You can't cover him. He snags a one-handed right by the sideline and hauls it in, fighting off the defender. I mean, it was wow. But he is just an animal. He got up. He was limping a little bit, played the rest of the game for a little bit, and then he sat out. Will he play? Will he not play? We're not sure. Will Tate play? Will he not play? We're not sure. They're saying is okay. Could we see, will they put in the second stringer? You know,
they're playing Rutgers.
Yeah. Kleinholz might be in there, you know.
He'll be in there
and they'll be okay. So, you know, I still think.
Kid can ball.
Yeah, he can ball. He can throw a rope too. So we'll see. After that, Mario Carver, Texas A&M, 47 receptions, 781 yards, 4 TDs, fell 8 positions this week.
Yes, he did.
Well, when you barely beat South Carolina, you have to expect that. Running backs, John.
Number 4, Jeremy Love, Notre Dame, 141 rushes for 1,135 yards, 14 touchdowns, and he passed number 5, Emmitt Smith, this week.
Dun, 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 dun.
And they play Syracuse this week. So I would say that he's going to stay ahead of number 5.
Yeah, he's going to be hungry, and they're going to give him lamb chop. So he's going to eat well. Next up. Emmett Johnson, Nebraska, 175 rushes for 1,131 yards, 11 TDs. He is working. He's working hard. Question is, can Nebraska stop him? They have the defense to stop him. Will they stop him? This is a toss-up. I have to really think this one through. It may change once. It may change twice before the game. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So, we'll see. Last one, defense.
And our friend at Colorado State is still on a wrecking pad. He has 122 tackles after the games this week. He's averaging 12 tackles a game.
I'm winded just thinking about that. Listen, folks, this kid right here might be the first Heisman that we are going to see in a lot of years, a lot of years for defense. he may just take this. Don't count him out. I mean, he's making a statement. And the NIL people are going to be looking hard at him. And he could go portal. And if he does, this is the guy you want to pick up.
You understand he's a sophomore.
Yeah. He's got time.
So out of the 122 tackles he has, 50 of them are solo.
That's insane. He needs to start yelling, "Show me the money! Show me the money!"
At Colorado State, you're not going to make a whole lot in NIL.
No, you got to portal it. It's time. Congratulations, you lit a fire under your name. You'll look great in the portal.
Yeah. You're going to be picked up.
You're going to be nabbed, and just take your time, you know. Put your name on out there. People will know who you are. Oh, yeah, this guy here. Yep, you'll be picked up.
He likes to hit.
He likes to hit. He's going to be hitting the bank hard. As soon as he hits the portal, that's what he'll be doing is hitting the drive-thru. He'll be saying, "Deposit, please." So, well, folks, that wraps up for us for this week. And Swami, thank you, sir. Thank you as always. We are honored. You heard Call It Guy. He's called the couple. We'll see how it goes. We're going to call him Call It Kalen. And we are out of here. Thank you for tuning in to Offsides College Football's Top 25 and the 5 Bonus. So take care, guys. We'll see you next week. Next week. And we're at the meat, fellas. We're at the meat. Here it comes. All right. John, take care, brother.
How do you want?
All right. Later, everyone.